In our last session, we heard how Radha and Krishna combined together to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We heard that there was a need. Krishna wanted to understand the love of Srimati Radharani, and Radha wanted to protect him when he would dance in ecstasy and roll, so that his body would not be bruised or cut by the sharp stones. So this combined form of Radha and Krishna is it's necessary that we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like that. He's inside Krishna and outside Radha. There is a verse by Prabodas Nanda Saraswati which I would like to read to you. It's in one of my favorite books on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's called the Chaitanya Chandramritam. These are meditations about Gauranga. It's written by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Singhaskandam. No. Singhaskandam madura madura. Smiragandasthalantam duvigeyo jvalarasa mayachayana nivikaram vibratkantim vikachakanakambojagarhabiramam ekibhutam vapuravatu vo Radaya Madhavasya, Radaya Madhavasya, Radaya Madhavasya. It's a description about how Lord Chaitanya looks. His shoulders are like the shoulders of a lion. His sweet smile plays constantly on his lips, illuminating his cheeks on either side. Various astonishing and astounding ecstatic symptoms, which cannot be understood by anyone, are manifest in his person due to the superlative spiritual emotions caused by intense feelings of separation. Oh, where are you, Krishna? Comes constantly from his lips. Where are you, son of Nanda? Isn't that wonderful? Krishna looks for himself. His bodily effulgence is more luminous and enchanting than the whirl of a fully blossomed golden lotus. May the combined form of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Gaurahari, protect you. Please repeat. May the combined form, of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Gaurahari, protect you. Yes, yes, yes. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his pastime here in this world, would enchant really everyone by his wonderful beauty. Anyone who saw the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was amazed. He had this long eyes which went up to his ears. Wait a minute, I have here some meditation. On his head, as long as he was not shaved as a sannyasi, he had a beautiful top knot which was bound by a string of pearls. on his moon-like face there was always a gentle smile. And there was light coming from his cheeks. He had wonderful, lovely garments, which were, and his body, his naked chest, always had this sandalwood pulp and aguru pulp. He was bedecked with garlands and various ornaments which were glistening, and he was always absorbed in dancing. If you want to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, start your dancing career. Here's a description exactly how he would dance. He was intoxicated by the madness of divine love. And when Sigora Sunda begins his Tandava dance on this earth planet, and that, you know, Tandava dance means it's getting serious. It's the devastation dance. Tandava Nritya is the dance of Lord Shiva at the end of the cosmic manifestation, where he dances so much that his hairs become entangled in the different planets and tear down the planets. It's like, you know, I remember once when we were with the Gauranga Bhajan group and we had a concert. My dear devotees, that was a concert. We all went in the Tandava dance. We tear down all the decorations. I put fire on the hall because we got into the intensity of beyond everything. And, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the Tandava Nritya dance. Then the demigods in the heaven come together. They all take drums. It's not just one demigod. Everyone has a drum. And they go... And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts to dance. And then the Gandharvas, the angel-like beings, come and sing. And the mystics, the siddhas, shower a rain of flower, covering the earth with a wonderful tapestry, like a carpet, huh? And the great sages come around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offer their celestial hymns with loving devotion. This is a meditational picture by our Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur from this Vaishnava. I need more. No, it's all right. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while doing this dancing and chanting with his extraordinary beauty, did something which you also need to know to understand Gauranga Tattva. He distributed love. It's just when people saw him dancing in this mood, in these kirtans, they came together by the millions and billions. Everyone was electrified by Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan. And everyone got the most priceless treasure, that which is love of God, into his heart. In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was the expert doctor who gave people the medicine against the disease called the repetition of birth and death. We hear, for instance, one of his autobiographers, that once Mahaprabhu went boldly before the capital of the Muslim king of Bengal, who ruled Bengal at that time. Yes, you have heard properly. Bengal was, during Mahaprabhu's time, oppressed by the Muslim rule. And it was a great great problem. People, you know, for instance, Muslim took dad's cows and threw them into the village wells, where the cows would, the dead cows would pollute or contaminate the water. And if people drank them, this water, the Muslims would say, "Now you have drunken a dead cow," and people would be so shocked that that there was no, you know, they went to the Brahmanas and asked, "What should we do?" And the Brahmanas said, "You are no longer Hindus, you are now Muslims." And this created so much pain amongst these people that many of them committed suicide. It was a very cruel and oppressive time. It reminds us very much of when Krishna appeared at that time. Kamsa was there forbidding all religious practices in the open and torturing people who disobeyed his law. So Mahaprabhu once went before the doors of the capital and he started his chanting. "My dear devotees, you can't believe what happened." When he chanted, millions of people were attracted to his kirtan, and as they came into the kirtan, they became absolutely fearless and became free from the fear that the Muslims would do some trick and start to torture them, because it was forbidden to do kirtan. Anyone who did kirtan would be captured by the Muslim police force. But Mahaprabhu, when he started to chant, he just totally electrified everyone with the holy name. Once Prabhupada was asked by a journalist, "What do you feel when you chant Hare Krishna?" Prabhupada answered, "I feel no fear." Vaikuntha mood. Free from fear. So all these people danced with Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his ecstatic kirtan. There were millions of people around him. King sent his spies. "There's so much noise. What's going on?" And the spies went into the kirtan, and they also started to chant, being totally infused by the Shakti of Mahaprabhu. And they came back to the king to report, but they only could say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Ram." That's going on. The king asked his minister Keshava, "Who is this ascetic who dances before the gates of the town, unafraid of my reaction?" Keshava said, he was a Hindu. Don't pay any attention. He will be gone. He's just an ascetic. He is today here, tomorrow there. Just don't even think of him. Go to your entertainment. That's the best way to spend the time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was really intense, you know. The king was really getting, you know, everything was, there was so much of the sound vibration of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's kirtan. He couldn't just go and divert himself. Then he asked, "But who is he?" Keshava said, "I said he's an ascetic. You wouldn't believe me. Now you have to ask your own mind." The king went into deep meditation. And then when he came out of the meditation, he said, "According to my opinion, he's no other than Allah." Because when I want people to do something for me, I have to pay them. He doesn't pay his people who sing with him. And he asked them to do the most difficult thing, because to chant is a public crime which will be persecuted. But Nevertheless, the people do that without anything. So I give you $50 if you don't go out and remove your cars. But you would say, no, $50 are not enough because my car will be removed by force. and you will not follow my instruction. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked the people to risk their life, and he didn't pay them anything. This shows the power of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I could not tell the devotees, don't remove your car, even not when I offered them $50. They just went, we don't care. So this is how the Muslim person, the Muslim king, understood that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Lord, because his word was so powerful that the people defied the government order, and they were chanting and dancing, although it was forbidden. So then the king said, let him chant and dance as long as he wants. Even though the whole town hears the kirtan, I don't mind. He is for me the Lord. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence spread. There was simply no obstacle, because he conquered the obstacles through his beauty, through his dancing, and through giving love of Godhead. So to come close to this transcendental personality of Godhead, I would like to go with you through the other tattvas, which, according to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, need to be understood if you want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first obeisance which Krishna Das Kaviraj gives is the respectful obeisances to the spiritual masters. It's important, he says, gurun, which is a plural number. It means we pay our obeisances not just to our spiritual master, but to his spiritual master and the entire parampara, the entire chain or line of gurus, which goes back to Krishna. Only if we come through this, if we are introduced by our spiritual master, will we be taken serious in the transcendental kingdom of the Lord. I once read a very nice devotee author of our movement who described what happened at the time of death. He said, most probably because I'm so sinful, I would be taken by the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, and be brought before Yamaraj. And Yamaraj would ask Chitragupta, who is this person? At that time, I would say, I am a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I was not a good disciple, but I tried my best. And then the devotee said, what would Yamaraj do at that time? What would Chitragupta do? They would say, his case is closed. It's all right. There was a mistake that he came to the hellish kingdom. He is a disciple of a pure devotee. He has a special thing. So Krishna is also like this. You need an introduction to a famous and great personality. So this introduction is given to us by the one who trains us, by our Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Then, I will not talk now long about the spiritual master. I only want to say something for you, those of you who enjoy philosophy. The guru something by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's really difficult English, but you can make it. The Guru is the embodiment of the divinity to the pure, receptive, spiritual essence of the disciple. I know no one has understood anything. I also didn't understand anything when I read this. But I asked devotees. It means Krishna comes to a person who has a pure receptive spiritual essence. That means he has a sincere desire to see Krishna or to serve Krishna. When your desire is just very, very sincere, I want to go to Krishna, I want to serve Krishna, I want to know how I can come closer. At that time, Krishna shows to you, helps you by sending someone whom you can receive, that means whom you can see, whom you can hear, that is a great accomplished devotee. According to your desire to come close to Krishna, Paramatma, the Super Soul who is with you, will direct you to a spiritual master. Because, see, we can't at this moment receive spiritual knowledge in any other way than through our material senses. Therefore, Krishna comes through the devotee into our life and just helps us, instructs us, tests us, forms us like glinch. Glinch means clay, no? Gleaner, yes. And this way. But only if we want. If we don't want, our guru is an ordinary person for us. Krishna will not work through us. All the electricity goes back to the source. If you don't want, and you don't need, then the spiritual inspiration will not come any longer through your guru. The moment you want, Krishna makes an arrangement to come close to you. The moment you don't want, he leaves you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. So, here is another. Now, let's move on. Now we will discuss the devotees of the Lord. Krishna comes as Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni in his a great devotee of the Lord. Krishna does, who is it? Kavikana Puna describes something very interesting about Srivas Thakur's life, something which I find most important for us. This will be our last information for today. Srivas Thakur apparently came in a way where he pretended to be a conditioned soul. With 16 years, these are the difficult years, he was interested in women, he was interested in so many things. It's described that a conditional portion, like a normal living entity, so that we can identify with him, was displayed, was shown. So then, at a time when he was just wasting his life, he was a son of a brahmana. One day in his dream, he saw a divine personality with a golden effulgence. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not yet appeared. And the personality said to him, "You are wasting your life and preparing yourself for a very miserable end. You only have one more year. Use it properly." Imagine a divine personality would appear in your dream, Braj Kishore, and he would say, You are now in Trebinje. Ali, you are not, you only have one more year to live. Use it wisely. That's an amazing statement, isn't it? When Srivas Thakur heard this, one more year, he did turn totally around. He only did two things, read the Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. At the time of his death, he took a shower, he dressed in new clothes, and he said, "This was my best year. Let me die in the company of the Bhagavatam." So he went to the Bhagavatam reading of Devananda Pandit. He hid on the veranda, and Devananda Pandit was explaining the Bhagavatam. At that time, all of a sudden, Srivas Thakur fell dead. And he fell down from the veranda into a heap of straw. Devananda Pandit's pupils thought, well, he's one of these crazy Bengalis, these ecstatic people who has fallen into ecstasy. Let's carry him out of the assembly. He's only disturbing. And they took Srivas Thakur from the straw and brought him outside of the house, outside of the court, I should say, outside of the ashram, and put him next to a ditch. Now, after some time, something unusual happened. I should actually describe. When Srivas Thakur was fainting and falling dead, the same divine personality who had told him he had one more year to live appeared before him and said, "May you live now for a long time in Krishna consciousness." When Srivas Thakur woke up, he was outside of the ashram. He didn't know what had happened. Why? I was in the veranda. Then I fell down or something. Everything became black. And now I'm outside. Hare Krishna! Wonderful. And he became a very, 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 very great devotee. Now I want to say Srivas Thakur is always Narada Muni, but in this Leela, he displays the signs of a conditioned soul. Because, my dear devotees, he wants to show that I am like you. He wants to give us a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us a connection through Srivas Thakur through the Panchatattva. When you are standing before the Panchatattva, you should pray to Srivas Thakur. You once played the role of an ordinary soul. You played the role of me, Hare Krishna, of my situation. Not of me exactly, my situation. Please bring me to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So this is the first, let me say, personality of the Panchatattva, which I wanted to discuss. I have done so, and I would like to end my my session for today by requesting you to look at Srivas Thakur. You will have to turn around a little bit. I hope you can see. And I will read to you now a meditation on Srivas Thakur. Let us meditate on all of the blissful eternal associates of Lord Gauranga, headed by Shiva's Thakur. He is decorated with the radiant prema that emanates from the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. Due to this prema, we can see in Shiva's Thakur various divine emotions like crying and trembling. His complexion looks like pure gold, and he is dressed in spotless pink cloth. A wide smile is on his face, and he always engages his hands in the service of Lord Gauranga. Thereby, Shiva's Thakur gives us the example how to approach Gauranga through humble service. Let us therefore pray to Shiva's Thakur. Please, Shiva's Thakur, pick me up, an ordinary living entity. Make me part of your associates and engage me in the loving service of Lord Gauranga. Shiva's Thakur ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Ari Ari Bo. So, we will end here. Oh, this is a very good invention. You have a clock just there. I think it's for the lecture giver. Especially for Rohini Sutta, who always goes over time. I think when Radhanath Maharaj comes, we cover this cloth. We cover this clock with a cloth. it has been a great pleasure for me to talk to you. Now, I want to say, if you have any questions, we deal with the questions in the beginning of the next session, which starts at 4 o'clock sharp. We thought, Ananta Shesha, Ananta Prabhu and myself, that it's good for you still Saturday, if you, some of you might have to write some emails or do some last minute shoppings or whatever, or you please use the time properly. And I request you, one reason for this long pause is also because I know we are a little tired after eating prasadam, so please take rest. I will receive you at 4 o'clock, and if I see you are too tired, then I will do Tai Chi with you. So better sleep before. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.